You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Today, we're continuing our two-part series on sex ed. Yesterday, we heard a story that gave us the history behind how sex education evolved in California. And now we're looking to the future. And of course, it involves tech. Adults who missed out on quality sexual education are turning to apps to learn about sex. KALW's Joanne DeLuna met the women behind these sexual wellness startups and has this story.
It's Tuesday night at Old School's headquarters in Oakland. Old School claims to be a judgment-free multimedia platform where adults can learn about sexuality through live streams, articles, and anonymous online chats. I watch an employee prepare the set for a live stream.
These are some nice LED light kits that we have. We want to make sure that as the sun goes down and our lighting changes, that Q's face will be nice and evenly lit for our audience.
About once a week, one of Old School's more than 50 pleasure professionals lead hour-long educational live streams. These are Old School's doctors, therapists, licensed sexologists, and dating coaches, each with over a decade of experience. And there are dozens around the country. Topics encompass anything from simple kissing techniques to navigating sex after childbirth or sexual abuse.
And what's the topic for today?
Non-monogamy! Yeah!
Polyamory, whatever you'd like to call it. Being in love with more than one person.
That's Q Wilson, today's pleasure professional. He takes his laptop and nestles on a couch among pillows with boob and vagina designs. Q struggles to log into the website because he forgot his password.
Technology can be wonky sometimes, but when it works, then you get to do stuff like live stream to the world talking about non-monogamy as a person who is queer identified, person of color. It's really, really cool.
Once up and running, about 30 users trickle in online anonymously or with a screen name. Wilson can't see them, but they can see him, blonde, mohawk, and all.
Hey, Justin, how are you? It's a long time no see. I miss you. If you haven't already logged into, hey, Dean. is that Canadian Dean? Because that would be kind of fantastic.
What Wilson likes about Old School is that the sex experts are culturally diverse. Regardless of how people identify or where they are in the world, they can log in and see themselves reflected in a pleasure professional. The person responsible for that concept is Old School CEO Andrea Barica. They call us dirty 'cause we break all your rules down. Barica, a queer Filipino woman and former venture capitalist, grew up Catholic in Folsom, a conservative town in Sacramento County.
I definitely had questions about my sexuality, but I was very scared about what that would mean, considering I was told in church and, you know, in my family that homosexuality was a sin and sex before marriage was a sin. So I really turned off those questions.
Barica went through adolescence trying to avoid sex, even thoughts about sex.
I was well into my 20s before I saw my genitals the first time. That's how seriously ashamed I was. My dad worked in technology, and so I was sure that if I Googled anything, he would know.
Barica did what she calls the good girl thing. She graduated high school, went to college, and married her high school sweetheart. They had been together since they were 15, but after 4 years of marriage, her now ex-spouse transitioned to female.
It was a very elucidating and affirming experience. And when she came out to me, we cried tears of clarity. We were two queer women all along, and we just found each other and we survived together.
During this period, Barica finally started asking questions about her sexuality, but there was little information out there.
There was this huge gaping hole in the middle of Planned Parenthood and Pornhub.
Barica saw a business opportunity. She eventually quit her job and launched Old School in 2017. Today, Old School's content has been accessed by people in more than 100 countries. After the U.S., India is the second most active country. And the site is free for users because private investors fund it. Barica is part of a growing sexual wellness market that includes sex toys, condoms, lubricants, and other pleasure-enhancing products. The industry is expected to hit $37 billion by 2022. So, more online sexual wellness companies have sprouted, like Juicebox. Live fast, die young, bad girls do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls do it well. I catch Juicebox CEO Brianna Rader right before she eats lunch at her home office in San Francisco. Rader is wearing a short-sleeve black button-down shirt with Wild Feminist printed all over it and her signature dark blue frame glasses. Radar describes Juicebox as a sex therapist in your pocket. For $24 a week, users get paired with professional sex and relationship counselors in the iOS app. Juicebox 40,000 users anonymously text their questions to one of the 150 available counselors, and the professional responds the next day. Like Barika, Radar is queer and also grew up in a small town, Knoxville, Tennessee.
It's actually illegal in the Tennessee public school system to teach anything beyond abstinence. If you do, the teachers get fined.
In college, Rader started a small organization in Tennessee. It held a week of sex education for college students. But she says Tennessee lawmakers found it controversial because it focused on pleasure and was LGBTQ inclusive.
God forbid I exude confidence and enjoy sex. Do you think I relish the fact that I have to act?
The state defunded her organization, and the Tennessee House of Representatives passed a bill legally condemning it.
I realized for the first time that maybe I don't want to work in school systems or public policy, but then I was drawn maybe to be more of a practitioner.
After leaving Tennessee, Rader got her master's degree at UCSF in Global Health Sciences, and later started Juicebox in 2016. Adults like 28-year-old Evan Conaway use this app.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
So here's more or less what it looks like. So they're just like, it's like a standard like text messaging app.
I'm back in Oakland at Conaway's kitchen table, and he shows me how to maneuver through Juicebox. Conaway began using Juicebox after a couple of breakups that made him feel so unconfident that he started having erectile issues. The app was more affordable than going to therapy, and he preferred it over taking pills.
It seemed at first like it might be a robot, but it became more clear that this is a real person.
Conaway's Juicebox counselor helped him process his breakups and advised him to do more things that made him feel confident, like exercising and trimming his beard before dates.
These are just like small things that are really easy to do that did eventually, over the course of like a month, build up my self-confidence enough that I don't really have the same kind of problem that I had before. If I had another issue like this come up, I would definitely go back.
What do the experts think about these types of sex ed platforms? I asked Rosalia Lopez, a sexual health teacher for the San Francisco Unified School District.
On a personal level, I think that's great. As a health educator, I think that's something that our adult community needs. And I am of the theory that education is throughout our life and it should not stop just because you stop the formal education.
While helpful and credible, Juicebox and O-School are new and they're working out the kinks. For instance, O-School is still building its content. One user I spoke with noted that there isn't enough content on asexuality. Conaway, the Juicebox user, wishes the app's forums were better organized by topic. His biggest critique, though, was that he felt an initial sexuality assessment questionnaire was heteronormative.
Like when it asked me whether I had anal sex, I was like, yes, smiley face.
The question surprised him after marking he was a gay male on the form. Radar heard his concerns, and Juicebox quickly fixed the issue by creating various versions of the questionnaire, depending on the user's sexual orientation. Both companies are actively listening to users and working on it. After all, this is just the beginning, and there's much work to be done. Back at O-School's headquarters, O-School's pleasure professional, Q Wilson, is wrapping up the live stream session on non-monogamy.
Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I appreciate all the questions, and I hope to hang out with you guys again soon. Take care.
Yay! That was so great.
In the future, CEO Barika said O-School content will remain free, but be supported by selling sex toys on the site. It's also experimenting with sponsorship opportunities.
Eventually, there are many ways that we plan to make money, but right now we are just laser focused on building a trusted brand and being a great resource.
Juicebox is also advancing. In April, it launched Slutbot, a free chatbot for users to practice sexting. They're also transitioning away from an actual app to users receiving coaching and sex tips through SMS. Apps and websites are the new norm now, but in the future, sex education may be even more tailored and privately accessible than ever before. In Oakland, I'm Joanne DeLuna for Cross Currents.
That was part two of a series on sexual education by Audio Academy fellow Joanne DeLuna. And if you didn't catch part one, it's online at klw.org.